Welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 9 and we're looking at the week commencing 20th January 2020. So Derek, there are some key central bank meetings coming up this week. What do you expect to come out of those?
Yes, we have the ECB on Thursday, and I think that's certainly the event of the week, given Christine Lagarde is going to be presenting the details in regard to the review of the monetary policy framework. This, of course, is something the Fed is doing, something the Bank of England is doing, and we'll get, as I said, some details in regard to that. So, you know, the markets will be listening closely, but we should certainly anticipate perhaps a discussion in terms of the redefinition of price stability. It's currently skewed to the downside, so making that more symmetrical is certainly something that will be up for discussion in the review. Secondly, inflation, what measure of inflation should be the target? And again, there could be a number of different components put into that, rather than just using one single measure of inflation. And then, of course, the toolbox. The policies that the ECB uses to reach its inflation goal, and given the fact that inflation has been missed to the downside for so long, you know, there will be some kind of debate about the merits of current monetary policy, in particular negative rates, which, judging from the minutes that were released last week of the meeting in December, there is some debate over the merits of the negative interest rate structure and whether or not that has the benefits that many assume. I think, though, whether we're going to get details that move the markets at this early stage of the review just kicking off, I'm not convinced on that. Ironically, it could be just the normal standard procedures around monetary policy meetings that could give us the biggest lift or the biggest impact on the euro if certainly there's an expression of confidence in relation to signs of a pickup in growth, which we've certainly had. We may see the key takeaway being that the ECB has become a little bit more confident on the outlook, and that at the margin could help to support the euro. The Bank of Canada is the other meeting. Again, that's kind of more specific, obviously, to the Canadian dollar. I just mention it because we do have a short Canadian trade recommendation that we put out last week versus the Russian ruble. It remains pretty well supported at the moment, but certainly the flow of economic data suggests to us that the Bank of Canada could indicate a greater degree of caution over the outlook for the Canadian economy, and that would certainly be consistent with the Canadian dollar perhaps underperforming going forward.
And what else is going on this week, Derek?
Well, I think there'll be attention certainly in the UK and the performance of the pound. Last week we had some moves based on speculation on monetary easing at the upcoming meeting from the Bank of England on the 30th of January. We had comments from Gertjan Vlieg last weekend, in the run-in to the beginning of last week, suggesting his willingness to cut rates. So we had bad data as well last week, and you know, the interest rate expectations moved up by about 16 basis points in the front contract. So the markets now are much more priced for a rate cut at the end of this month. We had a short pound versus dollar trade recommendation from last week, but you know, the pound has held up very, very well considering the shift in rate expectations. So we're now in a position where the markets seem quite well priced for a cut at the end of this month, and we're not totally convinced, even though we think they're going to cut rates this year, we're not totally convinced it's going to come on the 30th of January. You know, all you need on Friday, we have the PMIs, the manufacturing services and the composite. If we get a big jump in that, which of course would reflect the removal of political uncertainty after the general election in December, you know, a lot of that expectation is going to be reversed, and that could give the pound a lift. So, you know, given how resilient the pound has been to the rate expectations shifting in favour of rate cuts, we've cut that short pound position. But clearly, one big event this week is Friday's PMIs and whether or not they show a pickup in confidence.
Right. And are you recommending any new trade ideas now that you closed that short pound recommendation?
Yes, and this is one we were deliberating last week as well, and that's long dollar yen. We wrote about that in last week's weekly, that we think there could be a break of 110. We got that last week, and we think the stars are certainly aligning toward the potential for a further move to the upside. So, you know, we've got our own MUFG internal flows, and certainly our internal flows are suggesting more potential upside over the short term. Secondly, the portfolio flows from Japan. We had a very, very significant outflow into foreign bond markets the week before last. That's indicative of potentially a kind of a fresh pickup in portfolio outflows, which would support dollar yen. And then we have the GPIF, which is the Government Pension Investment Fund of Japan, and there's a policy review coming up which should confirm a greater portion of investments into foreign equities, and that might not come until March, but there could be anticipation of that, and I think that could encourage some outflows going forward as well. And then technically, a long-term downtrend from the highs of 2015 at 125 and the highs in 2018, we've just broken that downward trend line at the 110.10 level at the end of last week. And, you know, so technically, fundamentally, and assuming favorable financial market conditions and continued low FX volatility, it's all aligning to the signal of higher dollar yen. So that's our trade recommendation.
All right. Thanks very much, Derek. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for your FX insights.